Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
All right, snowstorm underway, and we continue to watch that. But in the latest edition of Weather Insider podcast, I'm going to talk about some additional threats for snowstorms. They're threats. Doesn't mean they're going to work out, but there's more opportunity for storms late this week and early next week. Not all of them going to hit, but one of them could have. You're listening to Weather Insider Podcast for January 16th, the Sunday afternoon evening update. I'm meteorologist Bernie Reno. Looking at the webcams now, about an inch of snow around Washington, D.C., around Baltimore. It'll be changing over to D.C. here shortly. I was watching the OBS out of Roanoke, Virginia. They got a quick 4 inches of snow. It was thumping snow in Roanoke. And then it went over to the snow pellets, which essentially now it's about ready to turn to sleep. But they ended up having 4 or 5 inches of snow. It thumps real hard. You know, if you're not a follower of me, if you go to my Twitter account, AccuRaino, everybody's asking me, how in the world is it so cold now and that we're going to warm it up and turn it over to sleet and rain? Because what's happening is there's going to be a tremendous surge of warm air at around 5,000 feet, what I call the 850 level. What you always hear me talk about, the low-level jet. The low-level jet is screaming out of the south-southeast right now across mid-Atlantic. That goes right into Pennsylvania and New York State. It's about 70 miles per hour out of the southeast. So think about that. All of this air coming from the Atlantic, much warmer air, is being jammed northward into this cold air. And that's why it's thumping snow right now. Interstate 81 across Virginia, it is going to thump central and western Pennsylvania. You're going to get snowfall rates 1 to 2 inches per hour tonight. Wouldn't be shocked if there was some thunder and lightning with this as well somewhere, with that upper low across the mid-Atlantic. So, you know, keep an eye on that. In fact, it looks like a squall line between Moorhead City and Wilmington, North Carolina right now. So just a tremendous amount of energy and warmth being slammed northward into this cold air. And eventually the cold air is going to give up ground. There's no question it's changing over in D.C. Once it starts in Philly, everybody's going to turn over throughout the Lehigh Valley, around Harrisburg, Hagerstown, Martinsburg. I'm telling you, it's going to thump snow. And you're going to say, Bernie, we're going to get a foot of snow out of this. You're going to say it because it's going to start thumping and you're going to think, my goodness, it's still in the lower 20s. And all of a sudden the warm air flies in there and you're going to mix with sleet. So we haven't changed any of our accumulations. That 3 to 6 inches, you know, around Harrisburg, Allentown, Reading, northeastern parts of Pennsylvania, all the way toward Albany, southern Hudson Valley. Then once you get west and north of there from like Altoona, State College, Binghamton, 6 to 12. Even here in State College, we're going to mix with sleet. That'll prevent a foot. But I still think there's at least 6 inches. And we're, you know, the Pittsburgh, Wheeling area, I like 6 to 12 inches for you. Don't be surprised if there's a little mixing for a time this evening. That's going to mix. Don't be surprised because you have a southeasterly wind, but then that'll go back to heavy snow on the backside of the upper low. And that's how, you're going to get over a half a foot. But don't be surprised if you mix a little bit. I'm already watching the mixing going right up into Charleston on the backside. And don't be surprised about that. I still think the bullseye is going to be, you know, from Rochester, Batavia, Buffalo area, someone's going to get over, you know, you're easily over a foot of snow. Someone's going to get 20, 21 inches along the south shore of Lake Ontario. That's an area we've been highlighting. So nothing has changed with this storm. The upper low track from just west of Charlotte to between, by tomorrow morning, between Philadelphia and Harrisburg, the upper low. Yeah, by tomorrow morning, by 7 a.m., that's where the upper low is. All right. So I want to talk also then. It's going to warm up behind this storm. And then you know what we're going to get as we get into next week? We're going to see these troughs, this overall jet stream set up across the central part of the country, where you're going to see these pieces of energy coming down in the northwesterly flow. And whenever this happens, and the first opportunity for this is going to be Friday in the Saturday. Now, and what happens is you get a split flow where the trough comes down in the northern branch, and then you have some energy in the southern branch, and then you can form a storm. And then if that is guided up the coast, you got a fresh injection of cold air coming in, and that's how you get an East Coast snowstorm. The opportunity is going to be there for that. I really think the first opportunity, there's a first trough coming toward the East Coast Thursday into Friday. I think that's offshore. I don't think we'll get that opportunity. Then there's going to be a second attempt as we get in the Saturday and Sunday. Let's keep an eye on that one. Let's keep an eye on that one. And then the third opportunity is going to be as we get into Tuesday and Wednesday of next week. So all I'm talking about three opportunities where you have an Arctic, a cold air mass coming south in the northern branch, and you may have energy in the southern branch. You get those to phase, and then you have the possibility of a snowstorm. There's three opportunities. Now, not all of them are going to hit. None of them may hit, but that's something to look out for. I think the first opportunity, Thursday and Friday, is a definite miss. Then the second one we look for is going to be Saturday into Sunday. And then there's going to be another threat as we get into the middle part of next week. So let's keep an eye on that. It's a stormy pattern. Make sure you download the AccuWeather app. Follow me on Twitter. We'll keep you updated on this stormy pattern, and everybody be safe tonight.
Thank you for listening to today's edition of Weather Insider. For the latest in breaking weather news, be sure to follow Bernie Reno on Twitter at AccuReno. And be sure to subscribe, rate, and review all of our podcasts on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.